Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. God is to be thanked. We have learned this in our walk through the revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 4. And what I want to do today is to return to this chapter and make some concluding comments on these last verses. This will complete our two-week series in Revelation 4. When you return tomorrow, I will begin to prepare us for Christmas as we continue to discover who God is. I hope that you will be with me for the weeks leading up to Christmas when we celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus. I'll say more about this later. As a starting point, let me read to you from Revelation chapter 4, verses 9 through 11. And when the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne, to him who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders will fall down before him who sits on the throne and will worship him who lives forever and ever and will cast their crowns before the throne, saying, "Worthy are you, our Lord and our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and because of your will they existed and were created." That's Revelation 4, verses 9 through 11. On the outline that we have followed, we know this is the scene in heaven before the judgment of God in what the Bible calls the Great Tribulation, that is written about in Revelation chapters 6 through 18. God is on his throne in judgment, and in the center and around his throne are these four living creatures. We know who they are. We've already learned these four living creatures are not animals, nor are they monsters. They are angels, specifically cherubim. And in verse 9 that I just read, they give glory and honor and thanks to God who sits on his throne, to God who lives forever and ever. Then in verse 10, I read this, the 24 elders will fall down before him who sits on the throne and will worship him who lives forever and ever and will cast their crowns before the throne. And we know who these 24 elders are. They are real Christian people who represent the entire church, all of the redeemed people of God rescued from sin by the Lord Jesus Christ, down through the centuries and ages since Christ established his church in the world. And when we discussed them back in Revelation 4 and verse 4, I said that we would meet them again in verse 10. Well, here they are. In fact, let me read that verse. This is Revelation 4, verse 4. Around the throne were 24 thrones, and upon the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white garments and golden crowns on their heads. Remember this? In that verse, they wore golden crowns on their heads, and in verse 10, they cast those crowns before the very throne of God. When Christ rewards believers with crowns in heaven, this is what we will do with those crowns. We will cast down our crowns before the throne of the living God. Why? Because we are not worthy to wear them for eternity. Only God is worthy. He is King. He is the one we worship. Heaven is all about God. To solidify this in your mind, hear again Revelation 4, verse 11. As the elders cast down their crowns, they say, "Worthy are you, our Lord and our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and because of your will they existed and were created." And notice the emphasis on the worthiness of holy God. God is worthy. God is worthy. The Greek word here for worthy was commonly used to speak of the Roman emperor marching in victory, a triumphal procession through the city streets. Well, the emperor of all emperors is God, the King of kings, the Lord of lords. Almighty God alone is worthy. The 24 elders say it. He is worthy to receive glory, honor, and power. You see, the elders were not worthy. They cast down their crowns. And we, you and I, are not worthy. We will cast down any crown we receive before God's throne. I do not know if you will remember or not, but when we talked about the crowns the elders received, I said they were like the athlete's crown for victory at the Olympic Games. Note, an athlete's crown, not a king's crown. As Christian athletes who have run our races in order to win the prize, we will have received crowns, but not the king's crown. That is reserved for God. And what we will do is follow in the pattern of these elders. We'll lay down our Olympic wreath-like crowns at the feet of the very throne of God, declaring only Him worthy. And this has great application to us today, here and now. It speaks to how humble we are to be before our Lord and our God. We are to worship Him with reverential awe. My, how different this is than the average worship service in many of our churches. Sunday's coming, and while we worship God throughout the week in many different ways, our participation with the people of God, usually on Sundays, sometimes Saturdays, weekends, this includes our worship of our King. And the question is, how do we approach that worship? What is the attitude within our hearts? We cannot adequately judge the attitude within someone else's heart. So I am not advocating standing in church on Sunday, assessing how others worship. I'm speaking to you. I'm speaking to myself. What's within my own heart? Do I bow, perhaps literally, in humble worship of God, giving Him glory and honor and power? For He created all things, and because of His will, they existed and were created? Or do I come with an attitude of irreverence, unprepared, tired, unenthusiastic, with a divided mind still largely set on sin? This is a passage really important for all of us to take seriously, and this is especially true if you lead the people of God in worship. Are you a part of the worship team in your church? What is the condition of your mind and heart before the living God? And what's your body language like? Your facial expression? What kind of signal are you sending to Christ's church gathered in honor of Him? Are you the center of attention, or is God? That is a very important and applicable question in the church today. And Revelation 4 teaches that we are not to be the center of attention. God is. Let me share with you what we find of the elders' worship in verses 10 and 11 of Revelation 4 is the first of six times when these elders bow, totally prostrate before God in worship. I will now read to you the other five occurrences all in the book of the Revelation, and I will repeat these references so that you can read them again later. I believe their attitudes and their posture teaches us what our attitude and posture should be in worship of God. But you can discern this for yourself as you read these texts. Revelation 5, verse 8, "The four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb." The Lamb there is capitalized, meaning Jesus. Revelation 5, verse 14, "And the four living creatures kept saying, Amen, and the elders fell down and worshipped." Revelation 7, verse 11, "And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshipped God." Revelation 11, verse 16, "And the 24 elders who sit on their thrones before God fell on their faces and worshipped God." Revelation 19, verse 4, "And the 24 elders who sit on their thrones before God fell on their faces and worshipped God." These are the references. Let me give them to you so you could jot them down. Revelation 4, verse 10, Revelation 5, verses 8 and 14, Revelation 7, verse 11, Revelation 11, verse 16, and Revelation 19, verse 4. That is Revelation 4:10, 5:8, 5:14, 7:11, 11:16, and 19:4. That is six times when these elders bow in worship, totally prostrate before God. They are teaching us to do the same. Jesus Christ revealed this to us for a reason, so that we will learn from their example. This is the proper, God-acceptable way to worship and honor the Lord. They fall face down in humility. And I think we must acknowledge that this does not reflect much of the worship in the churches today. So let's allow the scripture to correct us. When we read scripture carefully, it will be obvious to us that the response people have to encountering God, Father, Son, and Spirit, is to fall face down before Him. My prayer is that we, as Christ people today, will embrace that same reverential awe of the living God. Let us worship the way He wants to be worshiped. And I think Revelation 4, not to mention the entire Revelation, definitely teaches us how to do this. And on this note, we need to soon end our time together for this month. While Thanksgiving may now be in our rearview mirror for another year as a holiday, I hope that you and I will continue to have hearts overflowing with thanks to our Heavenly Father. And I hope that you have benefited from and enjoyed our discussion in Revelation chapter 4. Remember that beginning tomorrow, we will go to the New Testament book of Galatians and put in at chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. Galatians 4, 4 and 5, as we learn that God sent His Son, all in preparation for Christmas. We begin this new series tomorrow, so I hope you will be here for this and invite someone else to join you. Be that a person who is a Christian or a person who is not yet a Christian, the Word of God will speak to them. So be courageous and make your invitation. And then join us tomorrow as we continue to discover who God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.